Abbey 104. Welcome to Charity Corner. I'm Rachel Goodfellow, the founder of the Hidden Needs Trust, a charity that supports children and young people with additional needs across Dorset and Somerset. Now, Charity Corner is going to be slightly different this week because we haven't got just one interview, we have three, which is really exciting. The first thing is that the Hidden Needs Trust has been really, really lucky because I've been given a shop unit in the Queedam in Yeovil for 6 weeks, so up to May the 10th. And I've got a sort of pop-up shop, but it's not just a normal pop-up shop. We're going to have workshops there, we're having activities, fun-free events, you name it, it's going to happen. So that's very, very exciting. So you must come along over Easter because I know there's lots of other things going on at the Queedam at the same time. But when I decided to do this, I really wanted to also promote other charities and local organisations. So I thought, right, we need somebody to open this shop. So yesterday, Ollie Downton from The Hub in Yeovil, he works along in The Hub for 4 days, came along with his drum kit. Now, I've met Ollie before at The Hub, and The Hub, if you don't know, is in Buckland Road in Yeovil, and it is the most amazing enterprise. It has everything from a scrap store to a cafe. They do sorting of books, music, you name it, and it is basically run by adults with learning disabilities. And the talent that they have is phenomenal. And as you can hear from Ollie, when he starts really going for it later, we can't play the whole lot, unfortunately. He is fantastic and gave the Yeovil lot a real treat yesterday, I have to say. And Terry was there, of course, as well, weren't you?
Yes, he's quite a character, isn't he?
Absolutely,
Ollie?
Absolutely lovely and very talented. So I was very pleased, and I'm hoping that actually in a few weeks' time we might be able to get the actual choir from the Hub and Ollie's band from the Hub down. Now that would be a real thing, wouldn't it? But here's Ollie himself. Right, so today we are at the HNT new pop-up shop in the Queedam in Yeovil, and you must come along everybody to the Queedam because over the Easter holidays there's going to be an awful lot of fun going on, and I already see there's a big bouncy castle which I might have to have a go at. But today, opening the shop, we have Ollie Downton. Ollie, hello.
Hello.
Now, Ollie, as you will hear in a minute, has opened the shop with a bit of a bang and a whiz and everything else, because with him, he has bought this amazing drum kit. Now, Ollie, is this a full drum kit?
Yes.
It is a full one.
Yep.
Okay. And how long have you been playing?
I've been playing since I was 11 years old.
Wow.
And I'm now 23, so...
Okay. So did you pick it up really easily?
It took a bit of time, but then once I sort of got into it, I picked it up quite quick and learnt songs just by listening to it and then not having to have lessons on how to play it.
So where do you play at home? Have you got a soundproofed room or do your parents just go, oh well, he's playing it?
Parents just deal with it and enjoy it.
Mum's in here as well, and yeah, she's put her hands over her ear and rocking her head. So there you go. So do you practice every day?
Yeah.
Wow, that's
I try
good.
To.
Now, I've met Ollie, you see, at The Hub,
yeah,
in Yeovil. Ollie, tell us a bit about The Hub.
So The Hub is a place where people with disabilities can go and learn how to get a job, and they do a really good job with it because, like, it's helped me so much with, like, my anxiety, because I used to suffer quite a lot from anxiety, but now being in The Hub has made it so much better and really good.
So, how many days do you do at the hut?
4 days a week.
Right, and are they whole days?
Yes.
Right, and what do you enjoy most doing?
I love everything, really.
Yeah, good.
There's nothing I don't like.
And I have to say, I'm always down there in the scrap store. Yeah. And in fact, if people come to the shop in the Queedown, they'll see a lot of the bits are from the hub that we've sort of squirreled away in basket loads. So there you go. But now listen, Ollie, you're going to have a go at teaching me how to play the drums, aren't you?
Okay, yes.
Right. This is going to be very interesting.
Yes.
Right, so what do I do?
So, I'm going to teach you the basic rhythm.
The basic rhythm? Right, watch this space.
Beginner rhythm.
Go on then.
So it goes.
You know when you think this looks quite easy and it's not going to be at all? I will be rubbish, I warn you. Let me have a go. Right. Right, 2 seconds. Is that right? No.
Yeah,
hang on. That'll do. No. Oh no, you had your foot on there, didn't you? Right, hang on. Right. Oh dear. I'm not very good at this at all, am I? Piano playing's easier, I tell you. I can play the piano, but not
nice.
This.
Yeah.
So can you do the?
Yeah.
Can you?
Yeah.
Give us a demo.
Okay.
Okay, and then we'll let you have another play. All right. Lovely to talk to you anyway.
Yes.
This is a bit that everybody wants to be able to do, isn't it?
The drum roll. Yes.
Well, that was fun, wasn't it? And he carried on for a bit afterwards, but I'll tell you what, it looks exhausting. Now, alongside me, I'm not the only charity shop that is open in the Queedown. There is another fantastic one called Sensational, and I went along there and with Terry, and we had a quick interview with them. Now I've come a bit further up the Queedown to a shop called Sensational, and I'm about to speak to Gemma. Now, this, Gemma, is a pop-up shop, isn't it?
It is a pop-up shop.
And it's a real sort of business enterprise, isn't it? Can you tell me a bit more about
it? It's a business enterprise, and it's 6 schools that have collaborated in Somerset that have come together with all of their products to sell here at the Queedown. And so I'm from Five Ways School in Yeovil, and we are selling sweet treats, Easter treats that all of our students have made, from preparing the product to packaging it to pricing it and to stocking it here in the shop, and also coming and serving at the shop, serving customers, being the face of the public.
And of course, all the schools, they are special schools, aren't they, or colleges?
Yes, we're all special schools.
We're looking at the schools that are involved, and we've got Avalon That Street, isn't it?
Avalonson Street in Critchell's Froome. Selworthy is Taunton based, Sky College of Bridgewater, and Fairmead and Five Ways are Yeovil. Brookside is also street area.
Right. But it's lovely. And do you know what? I walked in the other day and I couldn't believe what I was seeing. I mean, the paintings, the artwork, the craft, it is just unbelievable. I mean, it's just beautiful. I mean, I could sort of buy lots of
it. Yeah.
It's amazing.
There is something for everybody, for sure, in the shop.
Yeah.
From children to adults, everybody. There's sensory bags, there's paintings, there's marmalade, there's plants. It's lovely. It's really great. And it's lovely to find products that our students, that are accessible to our students to make, and making products that are a quality to be on the high street.
Yes, it's certainly high quality, I have to say. And interesting, it's lovely to actually be able to showcase what these young adults can do.
Absolutely.
Because so often people just don't realise that actually everybody can achieve.
That
and,
is exactly.
And reach their full potential. And this is just proof of it, isn't it? It's absolutely amazing. So, and you're here, like the Hidden Needs Trust shop, for 6 weeks?
Yep.
Right.
We're here for 6 weeks.
Okay. And you did this before, didn't you, in Taunton before
so
Christmas?
So we had a Taunton shop before Christmas, which was really successful and really well supported. And so, yeah, we're here again now in Yeovil, and we hope that we'll have more pop-up shops in Somerset.
I'm sure you will.
Within the year as well.
I'm sure you will. Over the Easter time particularly, do pop into the Queedown. As I said earlier, there's lots going on in the centre itself. Thank you so much.
Thank
Gemma.
You.
Thank you. Now, you might remember a few weeks ago we had Prodigal Bikes on the radio. Terry was very lucky to be able to catch up with them.
I caught up with AJ from Prodigal Bikes just to hear about what they were currently up to and the latest project that they're working towards.
We're recording an interview today with AJ Raybould of Prodigal Bikes. AJ, you've been on programmes on Abbey before, Charity Corner and Folk Tales. For the benefit of people who haven't heard those programmes, just remind us what Prodigal Bikes is all about.
Okay, so Prodigal Bikes is a new charity set up a couple of years ago, and we've got two objectives. Firstly, we collect up lots of old mountain bikes and bikes capable of going off-road. We fix them up and we send them out to rural Africa, where people, otherwise without the bikes, they're facing long walks to get to school, to healthcare, to employment, trade, that sort of thing. Really, it's providing them with transportation that they wouldn't otherwise have. So far, we've shipped out 130 bikes, 120 to Kenya and 10 to Malawi. But the other side of things, the other side of Prodigal Bikes, Prodigal comes from the prodigal son, of course, which is in the Gospel according to Luke in the Bible. Now, you can read a lot into that story, but it's about essentially the theme of the story, to my mind, is giving people a second chance. It's the prodigal son that went away and really made a mess of his life and was welcomed back into his family and given a chance to rebuild his life. So it's giving people it's about giving people another chance. Now, I'm an engineer, and what we like to do is work with kids that have been excluded from school, long-term unemployed people, ex-offenders, that sort of thing, and we train them up as engineers. It's giving them a taste of something they may never have tried before, with a view to helping them become employed again in a job that they like. And we do that by working together on the bikes that we've collected to get them ready to go out to Africa.
So it's very much an international affair. It's not just helping the people in the countries where you're exporting the bikes to, but also helping people in this country to re-engage with employment.
Yeah, very much so. Yeah, there's benefits in Africa and in the UK.
Okay, what's your current project? You're presumably assembling some more bikes to go out at some point in the future.
Very much so. We have a large pile of bikes in our workshop that people have been kindly donating to us over the last few months. We took on a workshop at our base at a farm just outside of Crewkerne, and I think it'd be appropriate to plug the Screwfix Foundation, who gave us a nice grant to very very grateful to them for that, to fund taking on what was an old garage, repainting it inside and out, and equipping it as a fully equipped bike workshop with benches, bike stands, and all the tooling that we need. So we had this big pile of bikes come in over the last few months, and we've started working on those. Current tally is 53 bikes ready to go to Africa, and we've got about another 60 in stock that we're working through with a team of people at the moment. And our objective is to get to 125 bikes come the middle of June, which are going to go off on our second container that's going to go out to Kenya. This is going to, it's the Mwingi district of northeastern Kenya. So we're going up, if you get to Mount Kenya and then head about a couple of hundred miles to the to the east, or the Somali border, a very remote area, and there the benefits there is the same in virtually all parts of Africa. People there are having to walk long distances to school, to health clinics, and it's really really reinforcing the bikes that we've already sent out going to some more schools.
When do you hope to export that, or are you not really sure yet?
Well, 14th of June, Friday the 14th of June is our loading day.
So that's very much fixed. You have a target date, you have to meet that.
I have I have an aspiration, but yeah, we're going to try like hell to get to that day, yes.
And fundraising within the UK is, I'm sure, a big priority for you to be able to do all of these things. And I believe you've got something a bit special coming up during May by way of a fundraiser, yes?
Indeed, yeah. So we are, being a bike charity, it really would make sense to do something related to bikes. So I thought, why don't we ride from the village close to where we're based, Merriott, and ride down to Land's End. And I thought, well, you know, you can go down the A30. That's not a lot of fun. We have in this country the most wonderful thing, the Sustrans network. And previously, it was maybe 20 years ago, it was a few cycle paths that were that you kind of drove to, rode and you know, they were a bit disjointed. Whereas now they've linked it up into this amazing network that is very similar to the A Road network, where you can ride on a lot of ex railway lines and a lot of back roads, back lanes, quiet lanes. And you know, when you ride on the Sustrans network, you really are seeing the best parts of the UK. It's it really gets you out the back of beyond. It's quiet. You see a wonderful side of the UK that you really wouldn't see any other way.
So you're going to ride from your base in Somerset all the way down to Land's End. How far is that overall?
I don't know exactly. I think it's around 200 miles. So we're doing over 4 days. So it's about 50 miles on average each day. And it's reasonably flat, certainly when we're on the railway lines. There's a few hills in there. We're going to be camping out at night. And there's some feed stations along the way. We're sorting out some food for the riders. So if anybody would like to come and join us, just find us Prodigal Bikes website. It's /events. It's all the details are on there.
And the aim is to raise money, of course, by way of sponsorship, presumably.
That's right, yes. We're asking anyone that takes part to raise a minimum of £100 sponsorship money. We're working towards an objective of a target of £3,000, which will pay for the container of 125 bikes to go from our base to the schools in East Africa.
How many riders are you hoping to get?
I think maybe it's not going to be maybe 10, 20, something like that. I don't think it's going to be a huge field, but I'm hoping it'll be a small group. We'll all gel together, make some good friends, and enjoy ourselves, really.
It sounds like a lot of fun, apart from being quite a strenuous thing to do, and should hopefully get you some more supporters.
Yes, I hope so, yes.
Are you planning anything en route? Are you stopping off anywhere?
We did talk about it. I think it's probably just going to be food stops and that sort of thing, and maybe a few impromptu bike repairs. Hopefully not too many visits to A&E and that sort of thing.
A few flat tyres along the way, probably.
I'm sure, yes.
And the £3,000, that's pretty much what you need to send this next container off, is it?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
What happens after that? You start on yet another container, do you?
Yeah, it's a rolling programme. It seems that we can do a container every 6 months, so the idea is we'll be doing container number 3, which is probably also going to go to Kenya in December. Beyond that, we don't really know. What we're doing at the moment is almost a test case, and then, yeah, there's plenty of bikes out there. There's plenty of people needing them. There's plenty of people that would benefit from working with us, so we're just going to look to expand and help more people here and help more folks in Africa as best we can.
It sounds like a great adventure and a very worthwhile cause. So we wish you every success with that. And AJ, thank you very much for coming in and talking to us.
You're welcome. Thanks.
Sounded wonderful, didn't it, Terry? I'm very tempted to get on my bike.
Yes, it's not as if you've got anything else on.
I know, right? Exactly. But actually, talking about Prodigal Bikes, it would be absolutely wonderful, AJ, if you're listening, to get you down showcasing what you do and your ride down at the H&T shop in the Queedam.
And you're very happy for other charities, should they be listening, to engage with that?
Very much so. I mean, I feel really thankful to the Queedam, who have really welcomed H&T to have this pop-up shop for nothing, absolutely nothing. And it's such an enormous space. It would be really lovely to showcase what other charities are around, have people there with me so they can talk to people, perhaps do their own workshops. We've also trying to encourage very small local businesses to come along. For example, we've got Two Counties Hampers coming with some of their goods. Hopefully Michelle might be putting hampers together for people to see. And also encouraging young people, if they want work experience, to come down, even if it's just for half an hour or an hour, they'll then get a good report written up and it can go in their CV and so on. So basically, I am here, and if anybody along those lines and charities and so on want to get in touch, please, please do, because we've got another 5 weeks. It's a good opportunity.
We may see Ollie again.
We may do, absolutely.
What's in the diary?
Well, there's quite a lot going on because it's something called Easter coming along, you see. It's very late as well, isn't it, this year? But first of all, I got to say a huge thank you to Waitrose, because last Friday in Sherborne, they put on a lovely tea in the afternoon for all those people that had got Community Matters boxes over the last 2, 3, 4 years. And of course we had one, so we went along, and it was a lovely networking event as well. Met a very important charity called Mosaic, who a lot of people might not have heard of. It's a Dorset-based charity, and they support bereaved children and are coming up with all sorts of events, which is really good. But of course, sadly, the need for them to be around is, well, it's huge, to be quite honest. So there's that. We've got a couple of laughter yoga workshops going on in my unit. And this sounds a bit daft, but again, do come along and see it. It's on the 25th and 30th of April. They're free events. But again, there might be charities out there that might like to see what goes on in this. It is great fun. Talk about stress relief. It's great, great fun. And Denise is a real professional. And again, charities might be interested in getting her on board, supporting their charities. But for example, Mosaic would be a classic one with the children. But you've got a couple of things, haven't you,
Terry? There's a couple of things from the Abbey Diary, and the first of which is for the Friends of the Yetman Hospital, who are a registered charity. They have a car boot sale, or several car boot sales actually, on Sundays the 5th of May, so not too far away for the first one, then the 7th of July and the 8th of September. These are being held at the Terrace in Sherborne, DT9 5NS, if you don't know where the Terrace is, and sellers are there from 8 a.m. at £5 per car. Buyers are invited from 9 a.m. until 12 noon for 50 pence, so pretty reasonable, and free parking. Sorry, no dogs, so you can't take your dog there, but do support them. Friends of the Yetman is a very important local organisation, so do go along if you can. On a different tack altogether, the Society of Friends of the Fleet Air Arm Museum, again a registered charity, have some forthcoming talks on the 25th of April at 7:30 in the evening, Rory Smith of Trinity Lighthouse. Then on the 30th of May at 7:30 again, Peter Jinks, and he is from Tagging Along in a String Bag. Don't know too much about these, but I'm sure they're all very worthwhile. And Thursday the 27th of June, again at 7:30, Paul Beaver from the National Pilots in the Battle of Britain. Admission is £7 and you don't have to be a member to go along. Go onto their website and look under monthly talks and you will find all of the details.
Perfect. So busy.
That's it.
Busy, busy. That's it.
And we're back the first Sunday in May.
We are. And at the moment, I am just waiting for confirmation of what charity is coming, because three have applied to come on the show, which is fantastic. So if you're a charity out there and want to be on the show, get in touch, because there is a waiting list now, which is fantastic, isn't
it?
Yeah.
Until next time.
Take care. Bye.